Now, friends, we concluded the first missionary journey of the Apostle Paul and Barnabas. And they've been into the Galatian country, and in the Galatian country, they have now gone to Gentiles 100%. Now, the church faces its first crisis, because there were those that were believers, that were Israelites, many of them priests, and they felt like they could not give up the Mosaic law. That is, as it touched certain things like the outward trappings, the ritual of it, circumcision, observing the Sabbath day, more or less following the Mosaic system, not of sacrifice probably, and yet they went to the temple at the feast days. They attempted to observe certain things. They would go through fasting, make certain vows, and that type of thing. They felt like now that Gentiles were coming in, that they should come through the Mosaic system. It'd be sort of initiation for them, that they, first of all, must be circumcised, that they must come in under the Mosaic system and follow that, and that they were to be saved by keeping the law. Now, that has reached the church in Jerusalem. The apostles now must face up to this question. What are they going to do? So there is called in Jerusalem the first council of the church. And you will find that there have been certain outstanding councils of the church that have decided certain great issues about, for instance, the validity and inerrancy of Scripture. Another council has decided on the deity of Christ and the fact that He's both God and man. And then there have been councils since then. Somebody says we need a council today. We sure do. But you couldn't get the different groups together. You have to get them together either around the person of Christ are away from the person of Christ. And the church today is pretty much removed from the person of Christ. My friend, may I say that the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is the very center of the church. And actually, it's not a question today of your ritual. It's not a question today of your membership. It's not a question of your ceremony. It's a question of your personal relationship to Jesus Christ. And I find today a great many people want to argue about rituals that personally are far removed from Christ. They don't fellowship with Him. Sunday is they carry a big Bible under their arm and go to church and sing the songs lustily. But on Monday, the Lord Jesus is pretty far removed from them. May I say that He should occupy the very center of our lives and our attention. We should think of Him constantly. You never should see a sunset without you think of Him. He made it. You should not see a mountain. And my friend, the situations of life today, the tensions and the anxieties, He ought to be brought into our daily living. That's very important. Now, let's come to this council of Jerusalem. And we find here that a very fine group have come together here. Now, they are convened to consider law versus grace, or law versus liberty. Let me read just a few verses here to get us into this chapter. Chapter 15, verse 1. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. Now, it's important to see what the issue really is. It's not a question of circumcision, whether you do it or whether you don't do it, or whether you eat meat or you don't eat meat. The question is, must you do these things in order to be saved? Now, we'll move on into this and penetrate a little deeper into their problem.